You know, I was real proud of some of those young guys that got in there, especially that reserve offensive line. A lot of guys fighting, and they executed really well. And it was fun to watch, fun to be a part of. And that's kind of the way that you want to go out in a fourth preseason game.
You led four drives, three scores. Is that a statement, you think?
I don't know. The only thing I'm thinking about is the ones I missed. So I know that we had some production, but there's a couple plays that I'm pretty frustrated about.
Anything in particular?
Fourth down, corner out to Stoney. I don't know why. I don't think I've ever done it in my life, but I flinched at a guy coming at me about to hit me and made a bad throw. It's embarrassing. So, yeah, I'd like to have that one back.
Matt, what's these next 2 days like for you?
Hopefully they're really good. I don't know. I just go home and hang out with wife, my dogs, and you know, go about normal everyday life, and hope you don't get a call.
Matt, the Chiefs are, you know, playoff contender, coached by Andy Reid. That's pretty good competition you had on the other side of the ball tonight. Is that a good register, even though it's preseason?
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely good competition. They obviously have a great team. They have a great coach. But, you know, if you look at what they did on defense, I mean, they weren't trying to out-coach us or out-scheme us. We lined up, and they played a lot of man-to-man coverage. And it was basically just let your guys go. The guys fighting for spots, let them go and have a lot of one-on-one battles. And we won a lot of those today. And, you know, we'd like to think that we could have won some more.
Tolzien was just telling us that, you know, it is a competition. You guys are pretty good friends.
Yeah.
Putting that friendship aside, how do you think this battle has gone
for
training camp preseason?
I don't know. I've said it from day one, and it's true. I'm not just saying it to say it, but I really haven't paid attention to any competition. I've been out there supporting Scott. I have never once compared apples to apples or even tried to. And I don't think anybody really does in a competition. But I think that both of him and I have both played well. And I think both him and I have made an argument to be on this football team.
Take us to the touchdown pass, the first one, the Adams.
It's kind of a read route by him. And he did a good job of reading the middle of the field open and ran a good route. And all I had to do was get it to him. So
you ran play action. Did they bite on that?
Yeah, I think they did. I didn't really get a good look at it on the picture, but I'm assuming they bit up. So. I don't know.
How did Corey Linsley do at center?
Corey did good. Corey's going to be all right. And he's played center all his life. Strong kid. And he's going to have good people around him. Two guards. One MVP quarterback behind him. So he's going to be fine.
Nothing ever goes perfect, and you always want to do better. But can you sleep easy tonight knowing you did everything you can?
We'll see. I mean, we'll see. That's it. Tonight went well for our offense. Me personally, I feel like there were some things left out there. So,
thanks, Matt.
Back to Linsley, were you would impressed with his play calling? I mean, next week he's going to have Josh and TJ. Tonight he didn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did a really nice job, and you know, we weren't getting a lot of exotic looks or anything, but you know, he did a nice job of setting the huddle, getting up a good line of scrimmage, making a quick declaration, and getting us in the right spot. So. He's been impressive since I've been, you know, kind of working with him since the beginning of OTA. So I've kind of been with him firsthand. So he's doing a nice job.